This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
Mr. Nadler?
Aye.
Mr. Nadler votes aye. Ms. Lofgren?
Aye.
Ms. Lofgren votes aye. Ms. Jackson Lee?
Aye.
The vote to impeach by the House Judiciary Committee is over. Almost as quickly as it was begun, something just less than 7 minutes, right along party lines, all the way through, Democrats voting aye and Republicans.
Mr. Collins?
No.
Mr. Collins votes no. Mr. Sensenbrenner?
No.
Mr. Sensenbrenner votes no. Mr. Shabbat?
By party line votes on both articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of justice, the ayes, or in this case, the Democrats won.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to. The resolution is amended as ordered, reported favorably to the House.
The impeachment process moves on to the full House for a vote next week, which analysts agree will result in the impeachment of President Donald J. Trump, an historic event happening only twice before in the country's history to Presidents Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. Should the Democrat-controlled House vote as expected, this does not mean the president is out of office. The impeachment would then be tried in the Republican-controlled U.S. Senate, where the removal of office is widely believed will not succeed. President Trump is expected to announce Friday that a near-term trade deal with China has been reached, according to media reports. President Trump approved the first phase of the agreement on Thursday, nudging the two countries closer to the deal that the president initially announced in October. Now, China has not made any public statements indicating an agreement is imminent, a reminder about whether Washington and Beijing can reach a long-term deal that can survive intense political scrutiny in both countries. For more on this, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA.